I'm probably going to ruffle some feathers with this episode, but oh well. Today we're going to talk about all social media are honeypots designed to suck up your data. Here we go. Hey, folks, and welcome back to the Digital Liberation Podcast. I am your host, Uncle Bonehead, and today we're going to talk about something that's been buzzing in my brain lately. All social media, I don't care what you think it is, or your favorite site, insert Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever we're calling it now, Hive, Noster, all of it is a honeypot. It's all the honeypot. It's designed to get the, you know, it's a sweet little trap to suck up your data. And I know you're going to sit here and say, well, Web3 social, you know, blockchain this, crypto that. No, it's all designed the same way, and that's to get you to share more information than you need to be sharing online. So before we get too far into the weeds, I got some housekeeping I need to take care of. These episodes, I originally wanted to bring these out every Sunday, a weekly type thing, but some of these news stories and things that are hitting are just coming down the pike so fast that it's, by the time I get around to them, I'm going to be talking about them 2 or 3 weeks later. So I'm going to start putting these out every Wednesday and every Sunday. So twice a week. So that's what you're going to get with this one. This one should be dropping next Sunday. The other one that's going to launch on Wednesday coming up here is about Microsoft's recall new feature. That one will be dropping this Wednesday. After that, the episode that I'm recording now is going to drop on Sunday. So, wait, I said that backwards. This one's going to drop Wednesday. Microsoft's recall episode is going to drop on next Sunday. Okay. Got that out of the way. You can email me at unclebonehead@pm.me. You can visit the website at unclebonehead.xyz. And don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast on CastGarden, CastBox, iHeartRadio, Spotify, YouTube Music, and Rumble. With that, let's get into it. Now, you know, I was thinking, have you ever noticed how we're always sharing our lives on social media? I mean, we're talking about our daily routines, our thoughts, our feelings, our opinions. It's like you're just giving away your personal data for free. You're giving away your, sometimes for some people, hour by hour, minute by minute play of your life. You really don't seem to think about it, but you can go to anybody's, say, you know, social media profile, whether it's Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it now, Facebook, Reddit, you name it. It's, you can go to their profile and you can go through and you can scroll through it and you can see exactly who they are, what they are. And sometimes revealing things that about their friends, the rest of their family, their little circle of the world. And these all interconnect. This is they are honeypots for anybody that wants to steal your information and steal your identity, or worse, become you. So what are you doing it for? Just so you can get that quote unquote social credit, and you can say, oh, I've got 6 million followers or 5,000 followers or 40 followers. What's that do for you? Nothing. Strokes your ego, makes you feel a little bit better about yourself. But in exchange for that, you're willing to give up all of that data, all of your secrets. Even though you don't put it online, you're revealing your psychological profile. And that is what they are after. Some of these threat actors, that's what they're bargaining for. The, governments and advertising agencies and companies want to sway your opinions. And they can do that through social media. You honestly don't see it because you're on social media. If you take a week off of social media, you will see it. So, let's just talk about this concept of the honeypot in the context of social media. It's a term that refers to these platforms that you lure us in with promises of rewards, benefits, or exclusive content, only to collect our personal data and use it for profit. And it's not just the big tech companies like Facebook and Google. Even the decentralized web, quote unquote, Web3 social media platforms, they can do it too. Just because they call themselves decentralized and everything runs on a blockchain does not mean that they can't do this. Why? Because it's not the technology that matters. What matters is it's psychological profiling. The honeypot tactics are, incentivized data collection. Okay, so we're going to, let's do this scenario here. A new decentralized social media platform, we'll call it EcoMingle, emerges. It becomes hugely popular because it's, environmentally conscious individuals getting together. And it promises to reward users with cryptocurrency tokens for engaging with eco-friendly content, participating in discussions, completing eco-challenges, quote-unquote, which are small tasks that promote sustainability, quote-unquote. So they can use the honeybot tactics, incentivized data collection. EcoMingle collects user data, including their interests, behaviors, and demographics, in exchange for the cryptocurrency tokens. This data is then used to create a highly targeted and valuable data set for advertisers and other third-party companies. Gamification and social engineering. EcoMingle uses gamification elements such as leaderboards, rewards, to encourage users to share more personal information, including their contact details, social media profiles, and online activities. The lack of transparency. EcoMingle's decentralized architecture makes it difficult for users to understand how their data is being used and shared. The platform's token economics and community-driven decision-making processes can be exploited to obscure the true intentions of data collection. Okay, let's get a couple of things cleared here first. Most of the quote-unquote decentralized cryptocurrency, blockchain, Web3, social media platforms are, by definition, public database. like, for instance, Hive or Steemit, Bitcoin. You can go on, and everything that goes on in that database is considered a transaction, and it's publicly accessible. You can see what the transactions are, what it costs to, in the quote-unquote cryptocurrency, to conduct the transaction, and you can see what the transaction was for. Some of them, you cannot see who it was unless you know their key, their cryptographically signed key, which is where people come in and say, hey, this is better because it's private, and nobody but that user knows. If somebody steals your keys, it's not private no more because they know who they stole it from. So, it's not any better. And it's publicly accessible. So anything you put in a transaction, like, for instance, on Hive, they're all text transactions. There's a public record. Everything you put into, whether it's a private encrypted message between users or not, if you get that user's encryption keys, their private keys, you can read every single thing they put into a message. And it's all there on chain because it's there. If you get that user's encryption, you now own that user. And it's not hard to do because you can socially engineer and psychologically engineer to get that key. So it's not better. It's more safer, quote unquote, than what you have on Facebook or whatever, where any hacker can do it. And they don't even need to really social engineer to get your key. All they got to do is get your password. And it's still the same concept to do it. So, I guess what I'm saying is, social media, doesn't matter if it's Web 3, doesn't matter if it's Web 2, fuck, it doesn't even matter if it's Web 0.1. The technology is not going to change the methodology. It's the method of getting it. It's not, what is the word I am looking for? Yeah, anyway, you get what I'm saying. But here's the good news. It's there's a way to fight it. And that is, stop giving so much damn information about yourself. If you do give information out and put information out there, lie about it. Don't give the correct information. If Facebook wants to know your mother's maiden name, lie and say it's Billy Joe Thornburg. It's something. Yeah, just make it up. Don't get on Twitter and talk about what you had for lunch or where you were at for lunch. Don't stop posting pictures of your food. Nobody gives a shit, for one. And two, if you really paid attention or knew how much data is actually in a JPEG or a PNG file, you would literally flip. You do realize when you take a picture with your phone, the GPS coordinates are on that picture. Kind of scary, but yeah, it's true. the AI technology that is being used now, if you post a picture to Facebook, Instagram, or whatever, it's got facial recognition, and it will tag all your other users. This isn't new, but the AI technology that's doing it is doing it much faster now and contains a lot more information than what you think is on there. Social media is designed to suck up as much personal data information about everybody on the planet. And it's all because of advertising. You are now a product. You can't say this enough because nobody is paying attention. We are products. We are cattle. If you want to be social, use something like Nostr, where it's just a protocol. Literally, just a protocol. You can run your own Nostr relay and control who sees it. And they can control who sees you. It's not that hard. Just stop giving away your information. Have you ever tried to cancel or delete an account? Not one social media out there has got just a simple button that says delete this account. You click that button, and then you got to go through 10 fucking steps. Why are you deleting this? What was your why? Blah, 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 blah. And it's all designed to discourage you from doing it. The paid for places, you know, companies like, you know, gym memberships and all that. You know, Lewis Rossman's talked about this before. All it is they are trying to discourage you from stopping giving them money. And they hope that you forget, so that if it's an auto payment thing, that you'll forget and just keep paying it even though you don't use it. Same way with social media. They want to be able to keep you on the site for as long as possible and get you to engage, engage, engage. Stay on the site, stay on the site, so that we can show our advertisers how many hours our users are on the site. That's all it is. It's totally ridiculous. And just, if you have to use social media, lie about who you are and your friends and your family. Keep them guessing. Like YouTube. YouTube's always got the, was this ad relevant to you? I click no on every single one. Or yes on every single one. Just to screw with the algorithm. So to recap, all social media are honeypots designed to collect your personal data and sell it to the highest bidder, whether it's nefarious or not. Whether you consent to it or not, that is what they were created for. They were not created to make your life better. They were created to get your information. There's hope though. You can fight back. Either screw with their algorithms or just stop using social media. Maybe go talk to people face to face, real life, that kind of thing. As touch the grass, as they say. We can't do it without sacrificing your privacy and security. Remember, data is just knowledge. Knowledge is power. And that power belongs to you, not a big tech company, and definitely not any kind of government. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the podcast. Follow me on social media. Just kidding. Don't do that. Seriously, though, if you do like the show and you like the information that I'm giving, share it with a friend. Don't just share it on social media. take it out there. You know, send them a direct link to an episode that you like. Send them the actual file that you like. That's the whole idea of this podcast, is to get away from the big tech. So until then, be good, be safe, and stay digital, stay free.